soon it will be gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby. Baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby, baby, I'm
Joseph's face was black as night. The pale yellow moon shone in his eyes. His path was marked by the stars in the southern hemisphere, and he walked his days under Africa's skies. This is the story of how we begin to remember. This is the powerful pulsing of love in the vein. After the dream of falling and calling your name out, these are the roots of rhythm, and the roots of rhythm remain.
Good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Sauerkraut Sauerkraut. I am Jared Cohen, alongside Peter Kane, and we're filling in as your guest hosts for the evening.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Typically, we're doing this at 2 a.m. on a Friday morning, but I was sitting in Spanish class, minding my business, and Jared sent me a text saying he snagged an 8 p.m. spot. He took it from the show Sauerkraut, so thank you, Sauerkraut. We're happy to be here. We always love to get opportunities like this. Super fun to be on, and it's a beautiful night. So we got a good playlist lined up for you guys tonight.
Yeah, truly pleasant Medford evening for you guys tonight. Feel free to call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Feel free to call in. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. Kicking it up right off, right down the line, Jerry Rafferty. Thank you.
Jared, that was a great song. I really like that.
Indeed it was. One of my favorites, Jerry Rafferty. That was right down the line. What do you want to talk about tonight, Peter? Something's on your mind?
Well, something's in front of my eyes, actually. Right now, I'm watching the Bruins play off of a totally legal streaming website I'm using. They're up 1-0 against the Blues. We're playing an old foe of ours, Torrey Krug. He spent, I don't know, like 8 years or something on the Bruins. Then he jumped ship to the Blues. So it's a bit tough watching him play. Like always, we got the great Jack Edwards calling the game. Boston legend, excellent commentator. There's some good players I like watching out here. A couple of them that I don't like watching out here, but I'll keep it positive. We're winning 1-0. Next up, we got another great song for you. Jared, as well, also put me on to this song. I don't like to give Jared credit all the time.
But I'm known for this talent.
He's not a one-trick pony. I'll give him that. He's got a couple different talents. And one of his talents is finding songs that are good and that I like.
Some of you are going to cringe at this, because this is a pretty well-known song. So I don't really deserve any credit here.
It's more of like a discovering a song that's known that I don't listen to.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, sometimes, if you hear some all the time, it's on the radio, you just won't listen to it. Because it seems mainstream.
And I think this band, in particular, has suffered from a fall-off in quality in recent years that has really, it's really hurt their reputation among music fans, if they ever had a particularly good reputation in the first place. But this song is timeless. It's one that, to me, yeah, it was a pop hit. Yeah, it was a mainstream song, but it's maintained that appeal.
Yeah, Bruins just had a great play. I'm sorry, I wasn't listening much. But what are we listening to, Jared?
Apparently I put Peter onto it. It's a classic from 2004. It is Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. And our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart. Like, why are we here and where do we go? And knock on me so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do. For places we got to be, we'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
Jared, this song is Better Together by Jack Johnson. That song reminds me of summer 2021. I was working as a paddleboard employee, actually, at a local paddleboard place. And the vibes were just songs like that. You know, it was very chill out in the sun all day. I miss it, but it was a high school kind of job. You know, you got to move on. I believe we have a caller.
All right, you're going on right now.
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing? Who are we speaking with?
Yo, it's Chef, Peter.
It's Chef?
Yeah, Sean Heffernan.
Oh, Sean, where are you from?
Yo, I'm from north of Boston, but I'm currently in New York City.
Ah, the Big Apple. How you doing out there?
Dude, I'm doing, you know, I've been better, but, you know.
Been better? What do you mean? What's going on?
Hey, you know, just, you know, some personal life troubles, you know how it goes.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear
you. But you know what? I'm listening to some Jack Johnson. Like, I can't really complain.
Sean, where'd you work this summer?
Me? I worked at Safe Harbor Marinas, you know, local business.
Okay. All right. Well, that's excellent.
Yeah. How about you, man? Is this your full-time job, or what are they paying you for this?
No, I'm a volunteer. I appreciate it. I wish this was my full-time job. Technically, I'm a bank teller, but...
By day.
By day. By night, I'm a radio host working on it. Sean, are you watching the Bruins right now?
I'm not, but I'm sure they're cooking.
Sean, what'd you get up to today? What kind of classes you take?
Me, I had one class, and then I loafed the rest of the day and did nothing.
I love that. Loafing is it's one of the essential pillars of spending time.
Loafing is probably one of the best parts of college, I'd say.
Now, when you say loafing, what particularly do you mean by loafing?
I mean sitting around, doing nothing, staring at the wall, listening to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, any particular Limp Bizkit songs you got that you enjoy?
Probably Outro, parentheses, Significant Other, Just Like This. Anything really from that acclaimed album.
Now, this is a shot in the dark, Sean, but did you ever happen to hear about Woodstock 99?
Woodstock 99. You know, I heard something about that.
Another caller lined up after this caller, so if you want to call back...
Woodstock 99. Sorry, what were you saying?
I lied. Woodstock 99 is actually... It plays a large role in my life, and actually, you know, I try to embody that mentality Fred Durst had. You know, when he was getting the crowd going, and his mic wasn't working. You know, but he was still going, so that's kind of how I try to view my outlook on life.
Fred Durst is an inspirational role model that we should all aspire to work towards.
I would agree. I'd say that, you know, you got a lot of negative role models out here, like, I don't know, just a bunch of goofies. And Fred Durst, like, classic, timeless guy, you know, it really doesn't get much better than that.
You know what I love about Fred Durst?
What do you love about Fred Durst?
He does not take no for an answer. That guy does exactly what he wants, and he does it with passion. I mean, you listen to his acclaimed album, Significant Other, bangers intro, outro. He just does it with a passion that's unrivaled. I don't know if you ever seen any of the Pinhead Hellraiser movies, but him and Pinhead have a similar energy.
You know, matter of fact, I have, and I would also, you know, reference Maynard's, you know, attitude from Wrong Turn. It's kind of just, he does what he wants, and he doesn't really care who's going to stop him, you know?
Yeah, Doug Bradley played Maynard, didn't he?
He did, and I believe he played Pinhead, too. I'm not mistaken.
You're a film head, aren't you? That's some great yeah, knowledge.
Of sorts, I'd say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Maynard is one of the greatest acting performances of all time. So it's
It is, and it's really undisputable. I would say that he's up there with the greats in that one, especially in Wrong Turn 6. Probably my favorite.
Sean, you're a DJ yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I spin from time to time.
Anything you're working on?
Well, I'd just like to say to anyone listening, I do have 4 SoundCloud tapes out, Chef Tape 1, 2, 3, and 4. So check those out. Self-promo there, if you don't mind.
Great, great. Awesome.
It's a lot of EDM and stuff. What do you guys been playing here? What's the vibe?
Well, I'll let Jared answer that one. He made the playlist.
Yeah, today's more of an eclectic mix. You know, we're filling in for Sauerkraut, R.I.P. Sauerkraut, and...
What happened to Sauerkraut? I was calling. I was hoping to talk to Sauerkraut.
Yeah, me too. But unfortunately, something's going on. If you call in, they'll eat a stick of butter. I'm not really sure. But today we got a mix of. It's mostly feel good jams, like the equivalent of yacht rock for the 21st century. You know, we got Sunday Morning, but also some classics from the 80s, some from today, some Jack Johnson. Just feel good music, really.
Yeah. Good. You know what? The streets need that. I'd say. Lord knows they need it.
They really do. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. We're happy to have you anytime.
I appreciate it, WFO.
No problem.
All right. See you guys. Stay well.
You too.
Have a good night.
Taking you into our next song. A song that's reminiscent of one individual movie scene. If you know what movie it is, you can call in and we can talk about it. It is Stuck in the Middle with You. Steelers Wheeler. Or Steelers Wheel, excuse me. Coming up right now.
Started out with nothing and you're always been so kind, but now they brought you away from me. I hope they didn't get your mind. Your heart is too strong anyway. We need to fetch back the time they have stolen from us. I want you, we can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it, dance on. Do the boogie all night long. Stoned in paradise. Shouldn't talk about it. I want you, we can bring it on the floor. Never danced like this before. We don't talk about it, dance on. Do the boogie all night long. I want you, we
What an excellent song. That song was Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And you know what? That song and a lot of other classic rock songs always remind me of my dad. I know he used to play that a lot when I was a kid. And now I like a lot of that music myself. So appreciate that. Thanks for playing that, Jared. Now, during these shows, it's important to always remember safety and to keep a lot of things in mind about safety. One of those things being pedestrian safety. So we got a quick PSA coming to you live from 91.5 WMFO Medford Freeform Radio. This is Peter and Jared filling in for Sauerkraut. Actually, one more thing about pedestrian safety. A good friend of mine over the summer, she had a little bit of an accident with a motorcycle. She was crossing the street, must have not looked both directions, and she was hit by a motorcycle. Thankfully, she's all right. She recovered. But pedestrian safety is something I hold near and dear to my heart. On February 8th, year not specified, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner, and then Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. That's just horrible. Now, walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, right? Great form of exercise. I love walking personally, one of the big perks of Tufts. Bunch of different buildings. I get a lot of nice walking in, specifically on nice days like this. I did a lot of walking. Just toss in my AirPods, or I lost my AirPods, so right now wired earbuds. But walking's great. But pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings. You know, look both ways. And that's especially when crossing streets. Sometimes even when you got the walk light or another clear right away, you still got to be careful because bad drivers are everywhere. You know, nothing's more frustrating than seeing a bad driver. It puts themselves and innocent pedestrians at risk. So don't expect them to stop what they do or to stop for you. It's just terrible, but it's something that you got to be careful of if you want to maintain pedestrian safety. So it's critical to comprehend some people, unfortunately, really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. So, a potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. I didn't know that would be such a pessimistic PSA. I wish it was a bit lighter, but, you know, sometimes safety isn't all sunshine and rainbows, especially pedestrian safety. So, just if you're listening, make sure, please, to be careful on the road and to look both ways.
Yeah, a great message, one that needs to be heard, for sure. Now, moving on with our show, with some more music. We're running out of time here. It's 8:40. We'll be on till 9, so last chance to call in if you're listening. Keeping with the theme of songs from movies and television, we heard Stuck in the Middle with You, Steeler's Wheel. That's from Reservoir Dogs.
What do we got now?
Now we got Baby Blue by Badfinger.
Ooh.
From a particular TV show that I hold very near and dear to my heart. Again, if you know what show I'm referencing when you hear the song, please call in and we'll talk about it. Here we go. Baby Blue by Badfinger.
Time without a word.
We got another caller. Who do we got?
We got Keith from Providence.
Keith, how you doing? You're from Providence?
I sure am.
Oh, well, that's an excellent spot, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of smells like cigarettes, but other than that, it's cool.
Keith, how you doing tonight?
You know, I can't complain. I'm watching this Raiders-Saints football bonanza, Ravens. I stuttered there for a second. My mother said it was an issue. You know, but I'm watching this game. Isaiah Likely just got a touchdown. That's beautiful. I had him in a fantasy because Mark Andrews, someone I received from a dear friend of mine, he hasn't been playing too hot since I got him, other than one game.
Well, how is – I got to ask you, Keith, how is Devin Duvernay playing tonight?
I mean, he's got about two receptions right now, so he's doing okay.
I need 300 more in order to make back the points in fantasy, but that's all right.
You're almost there, though. I mean, you have the hope, the drive, and the spirit.
Yeah, you know what they say. It's not over until the dispo blinks. So, Keith,
exactly.
What song did we just hear there?
Oh, I have no clue. I wasn't listening
at all. It was Baby Blue, and if you remember, Jared asked a question about it. What song... or what TV show was that song from? Now, it has something that's blue, and it's in a popular TV show.
I could have sworn I saw it on an episode of Dog the Bounty Hunter. No. I think it's Breaking Bad.
Yes, yeah. You're right. Isn't he right, Jared?
You're absolutely correct.
Hell scene. That's how it ends. It's a beautiful ending. The most conclusive ending to any TV show I've ever seen.
I would agree with that.
Made me touch a pen. He's fantastic.
You watch Better Call Saul?
I watched a good bit of Better Call Saul. I didn't end up finishing it because I have this horrible habit of starting a TV show and getting very deep into it and then just giving up on myself in a depressive fit. But you know what? I always start a new one. And that's a good metaphor for life, I feel like.
That's a good way of looking at things, isn't it? Keith, so we were having this conversation last Thursday. I don't know, for most of you guys out there, Jared and I typically have shows every other Thursday at 2 a.m. It's called First Class with Jared and Peter. But we got into this conversation about the moon landing.
Oh, man.
Some of our callers thought...
This was a spirited debate.
Some of our callers thought it was a hoax. I just want to see where you stand.
I mean, It's one of those things that I just don't care about enough. I mean, listen, are there some fun inconsistencies? Sure. Like, I would love to believe Spielberg shot the moon landing. That would make my year. And who's to say he didn't? I don't know. All of our imaginations run wild sometimes.
Yeah, who knows?
You think Spielberg shot the moon landing in 1969?
Possible, but I think it's also made of cheese, so what do I know?
Well, he made Star Wars, didn't he?
Nope. That was George Lucas, and that was 1977.
He was a producer. He was involved.
He was friends with the director.
He was involved.
What did Spielberg make again? I'm blanking on those ones.
E.T. Indiana Jones.
Yes, yes.
But George Lucas was the executive producer on that one, too. He's got a bunch of movies.
Not into it.
Keith, how you been today? What have you been up to?
Schindler's List. That's an important one.
Keith, still there?
We may have lost Keith, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's too bad. Jared, you know I had a midterm today.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah, what'd you have?
Ec 5, economics, baby.
How'd it go?
Could have gone worse, could have gone better, for sure. Harder than the first quiz. But not the most difficult thing in the world. We'll see. But I've done good in some of my other midterms. What about you? Heard something about business law.
Yes. I'm taking this wonderful class right now. It's called business law. For those of you who don't know, probably all of you, I do want to go to law school eventually, God willing. And business law has been excellent. This test was pretty tough. It was just one question. But I ended up having like a 1,000-word response, and I took like almost the whole hour and a half to do it. So, I mean, it was a process. Did I learn a lot? Yes, it was about negligence. This one guy had tampered with some arrows, and the tampered arrows ended up going off and hitting another guy in the eye. So he was obviously at fault there. But the issue was proving it. So I spent the midterm proving why or why not he was at fault. But it was great. All right, we got some more songs for you guys. We got about 10 or so minutes. What do we got next, Jared?
Keeping with the theme of songs from different media forms, this next song has been sampled in two famous rap songs and included in a popular television show, the prequel to the show that we mentioned earlier. Again, if you know what show I'm talking about, or if you know what two rap songs I'm talking about, feel free to call in before our time is up. The song, I Got Thee, ... by Labby Siffra.
I'm excited.
Answer, and it makes me glad when I'm you give me rock and roll, and then I feel laid back.
Welcome back to this special edition of Sauerkraut Sauerkraut. I'm Jared. Joining me has been Peter Kane. We've got one last song for you tonight to take you out. It's been a great night. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for all the engagement. We'll be back next Thursday night at 2 a.m. with First Class with Jared and Peter. Taking us out, the Bare Naked Ladies, one of my favorite bands. It's Pinch Me.
It's the perfect time of year, somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess, considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the one beyond your front door, take your time, away, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while, just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room, sleep away the afternoon. It's like a dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you're trying to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you're trying to see the world beyond your front door, take your times away, I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy by side might take a while, just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me, pinch me, 'cause I'm still asleep. Please God, tell me that I'm still asleep. On an evening such as this, yo, it's hard to tell if I exist.